My Life Today, June 5. The Bible shows the way to true happiness. Christians are truly happy. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. The Bible presents to our view the unsearchable riches and immortal treasures of heaven. Man's strongest impulse urges him to seek his own happiness, and the Bible recognizes this desire and shows us that all heaven will unite with man in his efforts to gain true happiness. It reveals the condition upon which the peace of Christ is given to men. It describes a home of everlasting happiness and sunshine, where no tears nor want shall ever be known. That blessed book will teach you to be honest, temperate in all things, frugal, industrious, truthful, and upright. Its counsels heeded will make you a faithful companion of youth, giving you an influence that will ever lead upward to purity of character, an influence that will lead away from sin into paths of righteousness. Will such a life be without enjoyment? Ah, no! It will be full of comfort, full of satisfaction, because you are bringing heaven into your life, peace into your soul, and leaving a testimony that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I would that all the young could understand how precious is the offering of a youthful heart to God, how lovingly the angels guard the steps of God-fearing, God-loving youth. Jesus knows them by name, and their example is helping other youth to do right. The youth who has hidden within the heart and mind a store of God's words of caution and encouragement, of his precious pearls of promise from which he can draw at any time, will be a living channel of light. He has connection with the source of all light. The Sun of Righteousness sends its light and healing beams into his soul, irradiating rays of light to all around him.